Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football playoff championship game tomorrow. For the first time this season, we had two SEC teams, two teams from the same conference making the college football playoff. We now, for the first time, obviously have two teams from the same conference facing off in the college football playoff final. Not to be confused with the BCS when LSU and Alabama played each other, but it does involve Alabama again. It's Alabama and Georgia tomorrow night in Atlanta. Joining me to talk about that right now, he is a national college football writer for the Sporting News, Bill Bender, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Bill, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you on. So, Georgia and Alabama, they obviously didn't play this season, even though both in the SEC. What's the most intriguing storyline to you coming into this game, Bill?
Well, that's kind of a tough one. I think they're just equal storylines. Is it going to be more Alabama domination and we're all kind of resigned to it? Or is it, Georgia in the spotlight, a chance for a big party? You know, obviously it's been a while since 1980 and an opportunity for guys like Nick Chubb, Sonny Michel, Roquan Smith, big group of seniors to go out with a national title.
What's the biggest key from the Georgia side? I think, Georgia, they ran right through Oklahoma, but they're not the first team to do that. There's obviously a huge upgrade in weight class, so to speak, in terms of the defense they're going to be facing. What's the biggest key, do you think, for Georgia to be successful on Monday night?
Fast start. And then, being able to run the ball. And I don't know how much. I mean, I'll tell you this. Alabama is only the most they've allowed in a single game is 3.6 yards rushing. So, I mean, how close to, four can Georgia get per carry? I think if they average about 4 yards per carry and give Jake Fromm, second and third manageable, they'll be in good shape. But, I mean, this Alabama defense, I know you saw them. They look like the big bad bully once again against, Clemson last week.
Yeah, they did. It's you bring up Jake Fromm, though. I mean, a big part of why they looked that way against Clemson is Kelly Bryant just couldn't throw the football. Whether it was him not having time or whether it was him just, he's not nearly what Deshaun Watson was, obviously throwing the football, especially against Alabama. Keeping play action, sort of in the playbook, I think, probably a big key. And that probably plays to some of what you're talking about with the running game. But give us a little insight into Eric Fromm, for people who haven't been watching a ton of Georgia football this year, a true freshman on this huge stage.
Well, yeah, I sat around his booth a little bit yesterday at Media Day. And, he's calm, freshman quarterback, seems to be ahead of the curve. Jim Chaney had a bunch of nice things to say about him. I think it goes back to that Notre Dame game where it all started for him, giving him the confidence to go to South Bend and win. And, he's really run with it. And I think the last two games in particular, if you look at his numbers from Auburn and Oklahoma, his completion percentage is around 70. He led the game-winning drive. And I think he's going to have another big one because I don't think it's as simple as hand it off to Nick Chubb and Sonny Michel. He's going to have to make some big-time throws in this game.
Talking to Bill Bender of the Sporting News, national college football writer at the college football national championship game tomorrow night, Georgia and Alabama. Let's flip it over to the other side, Bill. Keys for Alabama offensively tomorrow night.
Oh, I think just keep Jalen Hurts in manageable situations. I think they're going to try to run up the middle and do what they normally do in championship games, and that's just pound with the run game, see which running back gets hot, whether it's Harris or Scarborough or whoever. Last year it was Scarborough, and a lot of Alabama fans feel like if he doesn't get hurt, they probably win that game. So, and I think Jalen Hurts just don't turn the ball over. And I really do believe in this game where, most games, three or four turnovers, you're in trouble. I think if you turn it over twice in this game, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one. I think it's going to be low scoring and close to the vest. Jalen Hurts, you know, the numbers are good this year from a just a, you know, a kind of a game management standpoint. 17 touchdowns, one interception. But just give me kind of your skinny on Jalen Hurts. You know, if you're an opposing defensive coordinator, the legs obviously scare you, his ability to run the ball. But I just compared to some of these other quarterbacks that we talk about, how defendable do you think he is?
Well, I mean, he's one of those guys that at Alabama, it's not just about winning. You know, they expect domination now. And they want the score to look like it does. And, you know, he doesn't have the flashiest statistics. I think he does a nice job running the ball. And then I think with the backup quarterback they have behind him, there's a lot of expectations for him. So how much pressure do you think it is to start at quarterback for Alabama when you're 25-2 as a starter on the cusp of a championship and it just doesn't seem like enough? I just think, like you said, the close-to-the-vest game plan is coming, and Jalen Hurts will have to make one or two throws. Like last week, for example, I think if they hit that flea flicker, it would have even been a lot worse for Clemson in that game.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's a fair point. Bill Bender, Sporting News, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, Bill, so the teacher versus the pupil, it's Nick Saban and Kirby Smart, who's been with Nick, you know, at LSU and with the Dolphins, and obviously was his defensive coordinator at Alabama. And Kirby Smart's done a great job at Georgia. The dynamic of this teacher versus pupil thing, do you give the advantage to one side or the other in this thing?
Well, it's hard not to give it to Saban when he's 11-0 against his assistant.
Yeah, I guess let me repose that. Is there anything to this dynamic that might give Kirby Smart an advantage in that Saban hasn't coached against him as a head coach before, and Smart's been around Saban as a head coach?
Well, I think the best thing Kirby Smart has done is everybody just assumes this is follow the model with Alabama, and I think he's instilled a mindset within his players that they're still Georgia. This is their identity. I mean, look at the recruiting class. If you want to look for technically a victory, I mean, Georgia has the best recruiting class in the country right now. So
yep.
He's done things his own way, and, you know, I made the joke for the rest of the country. You know, I live in Big Ten country. It's kind of like, you know, if you're a Big Ten fan, it's kind of like rooting – picking between the Empire or the First Order for those Star Wars nerds out there.
You're talking to a Star Wars nerd. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill Bender joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Well, along those lines, Bill, you just mentioned you're in Big Ten country. Is this matchup, in your opinion, good for college football, or is this something that you think is, you know, that America's not going to be as interested in this game? What's your take on the regionality of this game, I guess I'll call it?
Well, a few things. I think it's kind of going to be an anomaly when it's all said and done. This won't happen that much. I mean, if you look at the basketball tournament, and I dug up this stat today, I mean, there's only been two teams from the same conference playing the basketball final three times, and it was you know, Michigan, Indiana in 76, Georgetown, Villanova, and Kansas, Oklahoma. And I don't think anybody was probably complaining then. So I do think there's a risk from the TV standpoint. If Alabama jumps out to a 14-0 lead, I have a feeling a lot of people tune out. But if Georgia keeps it close and looks like they're going to win, you know, the ratings will be fine. And again, you know, this was the 3-4 seed. That would be my argument. They weren't supposed to win technically.
It's interesting, though, 3-4 seed, but both teams were favored in their semifinal games. You know, like it's the committee's calculus doesn't always match up with Vegas's calculus.
That's fair, but I think that's also on the Big 12 to, you know, play better. I mean, Oklahoma had a chance to win that game, and then the Big 10, if you're Ohio State, I mean, it still comes down to that 31-point loss at Iowa. That's why they were sitting at home. So I'm just not ready for the eight-teamer yet. I get why teams like Ohio State, UCF, USC have arguments, but it's still, in my opinion, that the two best teams in the country will be playing tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Bill Bender, Sporting News, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. So, Bill, you're in Atlanta right now. How would you describe the atmosphere? Is there a buzz about the city, or is it business as usual? How would you describe kind of the atmosphere 24 hours from kickoff?
Well, Georgia fans showed up in force for media day yesterday, and I think, you know, mm-hmm. it's been cold down here like everywhere else in the country, but I think tomorrow night it'll warm up a little bit. Obviously, the president's coming. There'll be a buzz around the city, and I think you're a Georgia fan, this is the party you've been waiting for since 1980. I expect it to be a lot like the SEC championship game, which I was down here for, where Georgia fans brought it. So it adds up to me. I mean, like you said, a close to the vest, don't turn the ball over, don't make the big mistake type matchup. And, yep. You know, kind of an old school football game for those that actually like those.
Hey, Bill, just a couple of non-championship game questions. Who's your coach of the year this year?
We voted for Kirby Smart.
Okay.
You know, but there were others that we could have put there. Sporting News was Kirby Smart. I know Scott Frost was definitely in that conversation. You could make a case that Lane Kiffin was coach of the year, but the job he did at Florida Atlantic and putting them from kind of the bottom feeder to winning Conference USA.
Yeah, no question about that. And just one other one, with all these quarterbacks who are announcing that they're headed for the NFL, which of these guys have you, just from what you saw of these guys in college, Darnold and Rosen, Mayfield's a guy who's, you know, not declaring early. He used up all his eligibility, but he's going. Lamar Jackson's going. Which of these guys do you like? If you were an NFL general manager, knowing what you know about them as collegiate players, which one would be the guy you would take?
I'd take either Darnold or Mayfield. And if I'm taking Darnold, I want to sit him for a year because I'm not sure how ready he is for the NFL. There's some concerns there. But, you know, again, as a guy that lives in Cleveland or Ohio and was close to Cleveland and hears from the Browns fans a lot, I still think Darnold's the best long-range plan if they go that way, unless they draft a Saquon Barkley with the number one pick and then they want to go fishing for Baker Mayfield and use all those picks to maybe package a deal.
Yeah, that's one thing Cleveland has is picks. They've got a lot of them, no question about that. Bill Bender, Sporting News, national college football writer. Hey, Bill, I appreciate you making time the night before the game. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be a classic. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right, you got it. Sporting News, Bill Bender, at BillBender92.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.